is wood, had burned wood, but it had six eyes and it was big, and it had a tank for heating water, great big, held ever so many gallons, I don't have it, on the side of that big range. And that's the way we had our bath water, came from that.
Do you have a big tub that you put in the kitchen?
No, we just take that water to where it, well, in the summertime, we might take it out to the smokehouse. And in wintertime, we take it to one of those rooms where the fireplaces were, where it's warm.
Did you take them often? Back then, did you believe in taking that bath often, or did you just take it once a week, or?
Oh, we take it once a week. That's one thing my mother did believe in. She not, and she always told me, said, never put on clean clothes over dirty skin or dirty body. And maybe it would just be a bowl bath. Didn't, maybe it didn't get the tub bath, but it would be a bowl bath. Something like that bowl in there. See, there's, when I married and went over to the Griffins at Kingsland, why, they had what they called a washstand. My mother had a washstand, and she kept a pitcher and bowl like that. And there she bathed her babies in those big bowls.
Did she make your clothes, or did you buy them, or?
Oh, she sewed for everybody in the community. My mother was a Dorcas. She sewed for all of her children and herself and everybody in the community. You don't know how many people would praise her name. I said, yeah, she ought to be. There were some orphan children in the community. That is, their mother had died and their father was living. And she sewed for them just all the time besides her own children. And she sewed for everybody else. And they, I don't know how many different ones that they took into their home that were half orphan. Are orphans and helped finish raising. Had a cousin, Velma West, that her mother and father separated, and he died. Then she was raised by her grandmother, which was a sister of my grandmother Belle. And when Aunt Elizabeth West passed away, why, then she came down to live with my father and mother, who had just lost my older sister a year or so before that. I was 10 and Bertha was 12 when she was at Sheridan, staying with Mama's younger sister, who was married to Dr. Button. And she was up there taking music between the school terms. We still had short. We'd have four and a half in the winter, two or two and a half in the summer. Well, between that, she went up there pretty soon after the winter term of school was out and was there three, we're gonna stay there 3 months, come back to go to summer school. And she was taking music up there, staying with my Aunt Fanny.